My birthday is coming up on Friday. I plugged that in. I receive all gifts and contributions. They will not be tax deductible. But look, I did not work to make my birthday August 24. Those two right there did that. I don't know who put in the most work. They usually say the one you look like is the one to put in the most work, but I don't know. I don't know who put in the work, the most work. They both work now. They both work. But I didn't do the work to make August 24th my birthday. But I can receive the gifts because of that. So the work is on their part. I receive the benefits. The work was on his father's part. He receives the benefits. And so now he's trying to complete his case about what he has done about something he didn't do. So that's why his father wasn't listening to him, because he didn't do the work to get what he got. So God's not listening to you when you complete your case, when you come to him based on your own works, on the things that you have done. He's not listening to you because you didn't do the work to get it. It says in Ephesians 2:8, by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves, but it is a gift, the gift of God. You didn't work to get it, so you can't come pleading your case about how you messed it up, because you didn't do the work. So the same thing with him. He didn't do the work, so his father wasn't listening to him about what he was saying. So God is not listening to you when you try to come talk about your own works. You come through grace. Amen? So this man received, back in verse 12, because he was his father's son. He didn't work for that inheritance. So you don't receive because you have worked for it. You receive because you are the father's son and the father's daughter. The enemy will want you to feel bad and guilty about it, but no. You go to the upper room. You stretch out in his presence, and you bring back to life anything that has been dead. And immediately, you are back in good standing with the Lord. And at that point, you just continue to grow. Continue to grow. If that means going back to the upper room again, you go back to the upper room again. You get in his presence. You get in his word. You let him speak to you, and you continue to grow. And then that way, you won't be continually having to go back and come again. Go back and come again. You won't be like this. You won't be side to side. 1 week you over here, 1 week you over there. The next week you over there, and the next week you back here. In his presence, in the upper room. Amen. I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 10 from the Message Bible. I'm going to start at verse 19. And it says, so friends, we can now without hesitation walk right up to God into the holy place. Jesus has cleared the way by the blood of his sacrifice, acting as our priest before God. The curtain into God's presence is his body. So all that we need, so let's do it. Full of belief, confident that we're presentable inside and out. Let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keep us going. He always keeps his word. So through Christ's sacrifice, his lashes on his body, the hanging and dying on the cross, we have immediate access to the Father. Immediate access. And Hebrews 4 and 16 states it's just as plain. And I'm going to read, start at verse 14 and read 14 through 16. It says, now that we know what we have, Jesus, this great high priest with ready access to God, let's not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experienced it all but sin. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. So God is so ready to give. And in the regular translation, it says, come boldly to the throne of grace. So that's what this scripture is. It says, walk right up to him who is so ready to give. God's not trying to hold anything back from you, not trying to keep it from you, but he wants you to have it. So once this son was back in his father's presence, His circumstances became consciously aware that he'd been in his father's presence. What changed? How was he consciously aware? How was his, he came, one translation said, as a beggar, looking like a beggar. But once he was back in his father's presence, his circumstance, his demeanor, his attire became consciously aware that he was back in his father's presence because he was well-dressed. He had a ring on his finger. There was a great feast and his life was celebrated. So your situations and your things, circumstances need to become consciously aware that you have been in the presence of the Lord in an upper room experience. Amen. So I'm going to just go through a few of these. And when I got this, I saw myself, and I can't do it with the cordless mic. I would need the lapel to do it. And, you know, I was preaching like my daddy. Amen. But I think it's just going to be a little milder this time. But I'm going to get it out anyway, and I pray that it will bless you just as well. But I had my own self excited. I'm like, preach, girl. Amen. I might have to do one of them, you know. But I saw myself. I had to, can't do it with this mic. Hold this mic to me. I'm going to do just this one, then I'll go back and do the rest of them. And it was just like, you know, once you get in the upper room and you get in the presence of God, I don't know how to hoop, y'all. I wish I could just hoop for me, Terea. Get in the upper room. And get in the presence of God. And your children will become consciously aware that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I wasn't doing all that, you know, but it was coming out like that. So get in the presence of God, hallelujah, so that your children are consciously aware that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Get in God's presence in the upper room so that your neighbors know that they are consciously aware that Jesus died to save them. Get in the upper room so that your certain that your co-workers are consciously aware that Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost. Get in his presence in the upper room so that your body is consciously aware that by his stripes I am healed. Get in his presence so that your debt is consciously aware I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Get in his presence so that your needs are consciously aware my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Get in his presence so that your finances are consciously aware. May the Lord make me 1,000 times more numerous than I am now, blessing me just as he said he would. Well, I guess I did it anyway. Hallelujah. Get in his presence so that your lost loved ones are consciously aware. The Lord is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish. Get in his presence so that your memory, your mind is consciously aware. I have the mind of Christ. Get in his presence so that depression is consciously aware. In the presence is fullness of joy. Get in his presence so that your, excuse me, I don't even know what this word is I wrote. Hallelujah. Oh, this nation, that this nation, it's all right, that this nation is consciously aware if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and then will I forgive their sins, then will I will hear their land. And this is my most favorite one. Get in his presence. So they're in this situation, any test, any trial, is consciously aware that, anything, make it consciously aware. Now these things will have to, no choice in the matter, begin to change because they can't stay the same in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The upper room experience that makes you consciously aware that you have been in the presence of the Lord. Now, I don't know if that's too long for a title, Kelton, but we'll figure out something. Amen. Get in the upper room. Stretch yourself out before the Lord. so that your circumstance, your situation, your whatever it is consciously aware that you have been in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I turn you over back into the hands of Bishop.